Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't remember if it was last night or today, Curtis. That Edelman stuff about Belichick and Kraft and the roast was very interesting that you sent over.
You know what the best thing about the roast is? It's reopened all these conversations that the fanboys were like, you're making it up, media creation, all this stuff. So Drew Bledsoe, who's been everywhere since the roast, was on Dan Patrick, was on everywhere. He was on the Names with Games or Games with Names Edelman podcast. And he discussed how everybody was having a great time pre-show. Belichick was holding court with Brady and everybody else. And then one guy walked into the room and the record scratched. And I think we have this, Jackson.
We're still waiting for it to get bleeped.
Yeah. All right.
Jackson, that's positive positive movement on your part. Normally you would just play it unedited.
Yes, you are correct. I have learned from my mistakes.
But he talks about how uncomfortable it was.
Right.
It's
amazing to me.
But how uncomfortable it was between Belichick and Kraft.
All right, we got it now.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Tension in that room, though.
It was real.
Good cut.
It was very real. It was very real.
I was so awkward. I was like, I was watching Coach, and I tried to give Coach a heads up. I'm like, I see Kraft walk in. I'm like, yo, Coach. You know, like, you know, some locker room, like 5-0, 5-0. You know, like, he did. Of course, he didn't see it.
Right.
And
right.
He came in, and I was just like, oh, could be some fireworks. I just walked away.
Yeah. So, and Drew Bledsoe said it earlier, in his talk with Edelman that Robert Kraft was not going to be there until the very last minute, I guess.
Yeah, that anyway, so the conversation is Drew Bledsoe talking about his conversation with Belichick, and Kraft walks in and people are leaving the Bill Belichick talk to go say hello and greet Robert Kraft. And at the end of it, he said, if I left, Bill would just be talking to himself, because the only person that didn't move towards Robert Kraft is the guy that was his head coach for so long. And this just goes back to the very first conversation we had, Courtney and Greg, about the awkward postseason press conference where Robert and Bill are on the same stage. And it's like, why do you care so much about something when it's so clearly, transparently false?
Wait, so Curtis, you're saying in that segment, he was basically saying that everybody left Bill in the dust?
No, they all chose
Kraft over Bill?
No. He was just explaining that Kraft entered the room, and so people were just going to say hi to him. Not like, wasn't a slight on Bill Belichick.
Okay, because the way you said they moved towards Kraft, in my mind, I pictured kind of the whole room shift, and nobody wanted to be around Bill anymore, but that wasn't the case.
No, it's like if we were out to dinner and Mark Cannon comes in, we'd all go over and say hi to Mark, and no matter who we were talking to, it's just he's the guy that kind of runs it. You know what I'm saying? That's what was going on here, where they were having a backstage conversation that was very lighthearted, very fun, and then the whole mood changed as Kraft walked in and Bill Belichick wanted nothing to do with everybody that just sort of came by to say hello.
Do you think Bill would have still done the roast knowing that Robert Kraft was going to be there?
I think Bill is really enjoying his newfound role as like the likable underdog. And so maybe, I mean, Bill was brilliant at it. I thought he was the winner of the night. And once again, I thought Robert Kraft the people that care the most about how they are perceived often do the worst job of actually depicting themselves in the way they want to be received. Mm. And I feel like Robert Kraft's offseason has been one of trying to curry favor and change a narrative, but doing nothing to do that in any tangible way. And Bill Belichick has been out front, and he's allowed everybody to talk. He's allowed everybody to say whatever they want. And then he's just in the back, you know, having beers with McAfee and roasting people.
There's a lot of post-roast stuff, which I think tells you the value of Tom Brady deciding to do that.
I think it's all positive towards Brady. I actually think it was a very good move for Brady to do the roast. I don't care what people say about the family stuff. I think that it put him in a light of I can be in on the jokes. They didn't fare away from any jokes that are made about Tom Brady. Whether it's about plastic surgery, about his relationship, about Deflategate, like the list goes on, and they made sure to cover all the bases, and to watch him up there and be able to have a giggle along with them, I think makes Brady look really good on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about someone who was the least relatable superstar in the NFL, right? A guy that had redone his face 6 times, looked gaunt, looked like he had, you know, every age decreasing serum you could get, and he still looked kind of weird. But sitting there, allowing everybody to take shots at the, quote, golden boy, there's already odds, by the way, Greg, for the next guy to be roasted.
Like, yeah, but I don't think – that's what I was going to get to is I don't think that there's anybody that is going to – that the result is going to be the same. Like, LeBron's not going to do it.
When was the last time you saw something that involved the Patriots that was this widely loved?
It's been a long time.
Like, Patriot fans, Cowboy fans, across the NFL, this roast was the biggest story in America for 48 hours. And it's because Rich Eisen said it was a therapy session in front of everybody, but they validated all the things they invalidated for 2 decades. And they allowed people to have fun, and obviously they had brilliant writers and all of that. But I thought the night couldn't have been better. And if you are LeBron James or if you're Peyton Manning or Charles Barkley, or I don't think Tiger would do it. But one of those guys.
If Tiger did it, it would be extraordinary.
That is the only one that could be better than this.
Well, yeah.
What are the odds? So who's
so
there?
Jimmy Shapiro, who does the FanDuel, I'm not exactly sure which. Bet Online is the company. So he says these are the odds. Next athlete to be given a, quote, Netflix roast. LeBron the favorite at 4-1.
He's not going to do it, or there's going to be so many things that are off the table that it's not going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Charles Barkley 5-1 would be great, but I don't think there's a lot to, like, Charles is kind of an open book and laughs at himself a lot. So, I mean, he's compelling, but Shaq 5-1, The Rock, no thank you, 6-1. Michael Strahan, 8-1. I don't know. No interest in that for me. Travis Kelce, 8-1. That might be funny given his newfound fame. Peyton Manning, 10-1, and Patrick Mahomes at 9-1. I think Mahomes would do it. Jackson would probably be the butt of every joke, but not our Jackson, his Jackson. But I do think they're going to try it again. I don't know who the next person is. I wouldn't want to go after this roast.
Yeah.
I'd want to replace the guy after this one, but I definitely think they're going to try and make this a thing.
I would like to see A-Rod or Derek Jeter. Those would be two guys that if they did a roast, it would be.
But again, A-Rod, he would never do it.
I would love to see A-Rod. He might, though, Greg. He's really into reshaping his. That's a good one. A-Rod might be pretty good because everybody hates him. You could have Bronson Arroyo go up there and mock him for knocking the ball out of his hand. You could have Jeter crap all over him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Drink of the night would be juice.
They could do it at a strip mall next to Biogenesis. It would be phenomenal.
Maybe LeBron James would do it, I guess.
I think if LeBron James sees the success that came out of Brady's, he's like, sign me up.
I mean, that's the thing, though, Greg, is that everybody that we discussed that's on that list is at the top 1% of 1% in the world at what they do. And they all think that they're the best. And they're competitive about everything. So my guess is people will see this and say, that was great, but I can do better. And that's what Netflix will rely on. I know, Greg, you probably wouldn't have Kevin Hart do it. Maybe you have somebody else host it. But
yeah,
I definitely think that that was such a rousing success that there will be attempts to recapture that gold.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What we talked about this briefly, but what do you think Tom Brady got paid for that? Is it, was it 5 million, 10 million?
Had to be at least 5.
Yeah, I think you start at 5.
Yep, yep.
And then he had to get more than Kevin Hart, right? I mean, you would hope.
Yeah.
So if Kevin Hart got 3, I would say 7 million is my guess for what he got for that one night.
And they did they have to give any money to anyone else that got up there to do the roast?
I think, like, they paid for people to get there.
Yeah. But okay, yeah, I understand that. But I'm talking about not his friends, not like friends Nikki, of Brady, but
like
Nikki Glaser.
I would assume she gets paid.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what she does for a job. So,
yeah.
Or it's just great publicity for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what happened with Nikki Glaser in terms of paying, she's made exponentially more as a result of the people that she was introduced to on that night. I mean,
true.
Obviously, Courtney, you knew of her. I had heard some of her stuff. I wasn't very well versed in her comedy, but she was spectacular, and I think she opened up a huge new marketplace for her work.
Shyam and I actually talked about it the morning after, and he put it perfectly. He said that he went and saw Nikki Glaser, like a stand-up set in Boston somewhere, and he said it was hard for him to find a lot of the comedy funny because he wasn't a woman. She's very female-centric, so the women in the audience thought everything she said was hysterical because we could all relate to it, but she definitely kind of sways in that direction. So a setting like the Brady Roast was a perfect place for her because she could have that feminine side, but yeah, she had a subject to focus on.
Ooh, what about Michael Jordan? Sorry to throw that out there.
Yes.
Texter says that, and I think Jordan famously at his induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame, which we will be in a couple weeks on June 7th in Springfield, he used his time as giving his acceptance speech to roast everyone he ever competed against. So, I mean, I don't know if he'd do it, but Jordan is one that, you know, he transcends everything. So
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.